Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting third. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Klein. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Ron Klein. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mo Drabowski. And now, play ball. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon who is chasing the ball. Adams reaches third base with a triple. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Kluszewski moves to second. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Kluszewski moves to third. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long strikes out. There goes Morin. The throw from Foyles to Groat, and Morin is out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein strikes out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. One out. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 1 in the game. Groat hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Drabowski covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks misplays the ball. That's an error on Banks. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Drabowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Adams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0 for 1 in the game. Foyles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein strikes out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 2 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams misplays the ball. That's an error on Adams. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 2 in the game. Skinner hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Dark moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. Long hits a pop-up towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 2 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Drabowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Adams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-for-2 in the game. Foyles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dark strikes out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Morin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-3 in the game. Long hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Long reaches second base with a double. Bob Smith now pitching. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas juggles the ball. That's an error on Thomas. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Thompson is hit by the pitch. Long moves to third. Taylor moves to second. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Long scores. Taylor moves to third. Thompson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Cubs. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Drabowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. John Powers pinch hits for Bob Smith. John Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Drabowski covering, for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-3 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 3 in the game. Skinner strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.